It is a great joy to be back in the saddle. We'll be talking this week and next week about the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, you know, which is such a prominent mitzvah in so many respects. Of course, we remember the first Rashi of Torah, the Hava Mina to start with HaChodesh HaZalachem, the first national mitzvah. And one of the basic premises that I want to develop is that the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh really can be conceptualized in one of two ways, and they're not mutually exclusive. It's obviously both of them, and one of them is really mashma from the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam, and the other is in the Mishneh Torah. You know, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, on the one hand, is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, right? It is a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, and if we could get a little bit ahead of ourselves for just a moment, according to the Rambam, that includes not just, as he says in the Koseres of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh and Sefer Zmanim, so the third of the Svarim of the Yad HaChazaka, which is Leida, Lachsho, Veleida, Likboa, Ve'eze Yom, Rosh Chodesh, right? It's not the Koseres, but it also includes the Ibr Shana as well, because they're all connected for the Rambam. That's a disagreement between the Rambam on the one hand and the Bahag and the Ramban on the other, as we'll get to. So there is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and it was the first national mitzvah that was given to the Jewish people. But me'idach, we could all readily appreciate, like many other mitzvos, right, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is also, I wouldn't say a hechsher mitzvah, but a mitzvah that's part of a much broader constellation, because it's obviously, responsible for Kiddushas HaZman, for everything with the exception of Shabbos, right? So if you look in the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos, it's really interesting. Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is Kuf Nun Gimel. That's before anything about Kedusha Shazman. The next thing is Shanishbosh B'Shabbos, and then we have all of the mitzvos that have to do with Kedusha Shazman. If you look in the Mishneh Torah, so you have the opposite orientation. I like to say the Sefer HaMitzvos really reflects that idea that Kiddush HaChodesh is a mitzvah which is meant to set up other mitzvos. Not unlike the idea of tzitzis, l'man tizkiru v'asisim iskomen tzosai. Not unlike tefillin, right, l'man tiyataras Hashem b'fichal. Not unlike sukkah, right, l'man yedudah roseichem. Not unlike Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah may be the day masa. But there are mitzvos that you couldn't say that about. Let's say bringing a karban chagiga, bringing a karban asham, or, you know, we don't see the same catalytic effect there. They're all very important, right? But, you know, so here Kiddush HaChodesh has this impact on the entire structure of Kiddush HaZman. So in the Sefer HaMitzvos, that's definitely the organization. In the Mishneh Torah, it's not so much the organization. In Sefer HaZman, first you have Shabbos, and then you have Erevin, and you have Hilchos Shvi'is HaSasor, and then you have Hilchos Yom Tov, Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Shofar Sukkah V'Lulav, etc., etc. Then towards the very end of Sefer HaZmanim, we get to Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, all 19 chapters of it, and then it finishes off with Ta'anios, and the Megillah of Hanukkah, which is really a story in its own right. And be that as it may, it's really there towards the end. So if you wanted to set up the idea that Kiddush HaChodesh is really necessary for all the other Kiddushas HaZman, you would have put it before, let's say, Hilchos Yom Tov. Not before Hilchos Shabbos, because Shabbos, you know, is always on its own schedule. So that's not dependent on us, but that depends, of course, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Ru'uyin hadvar, right? Because the whole idea of Shabbos is that we're not supposed to be active, but rather, right, through the fact that we're engaged in menucha and vayina fash, what we're really doing is testifying to the Hashem's ultimate mastery over creation. So we have this kind of, I wouldn't say a dialectic, but at least a duality, or a dichotomy in the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, that it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, but it's also the mitzvah that generates the marechas of Kedushas HaZman, and the organization in the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Mishneh Torah, respectively, does reflect those two ideas. So I thought just for today, I would introduce the words of the Sfarno, which really speak to this idea of Kiddush HaChodesh as not just, almost a third perspective, a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and not just the mitzvah which is responsible for setting up the ma'arechet of all of Kedushas HaZman. Let's not forget, the next pasuk after HaChodesh HaZalachem Rosh Chodeshim, Rishonu Lecham Lechodshei HaShanah, Dabru Al Kol Adas HaZalei Mor Be'asor HaChodesh HaZev, Yichlam Selev Yisavos HaLabayis, setting up the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, and of course, you know, the first observance of any kind of a moed, Pesach Mitzrayim. But the Sfarno sees it as sort of like a foundational mitzvah for all of Avodas Hashem. So that would be a third perspective on Kiddush HaChodesh, that when you assert control over time, what you're really doing is you're establishing yourself as somebody who isn't, you know, in Eved La'avadim, but rather in, you know, in Eved La'makom. So the Torah says the following. HaChodesh HaZalachem Rosh Chodeshim Mikan Ve'ilach Yu HaChadashim Shalachem La'asos Behem Kirtzonchem, says the Sforno. You, your time was not yours. Aval hayu avodas acherim ritzonim. Lefikach rishon hu lachem lechodshe hashana akivo hischel mitziuschem habechiri. You had a new existence starting in Chodesh, what we call Chodesh Nisan, what the Torah calls the Chodesh HaRishon. Right, that was the beginning of your careers in Avodas Hashem. Because the hallmark of an Oved Hashem is somebody who's able to master his own time or her own time for the purpose of service of God. So here the Sforno, I think, takes the idea even one step further. Right? It's not just a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and it's not just a mitzvah which serves as the foundation for the entire Marechet of Kedushas Hazman, but it's actually the mitzvah that serves as the foundation of Avodas Hashem bichlal. Right, because without the idea of being able to control and to master your own time, so what do you mean you're going to, you know, hear the shofar? What do you mean you're going to take the lulav? What do you mean you're going to bring a karban chagiga? What do you mean you're going to daven? What do you mean you're going to learn? Right, you're in this constant state of onus, right? And it may be true, you know, onus rachmana patre, but it's not kemanda avidam, do anything. So for the Sforno, it even transcends that. And that, of course, then takes the Havamina really to the next level. You know, the Torah should have began with HaChodesh HaZel Lachem, you know, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, because that's really the beginning of your existence as a free people, who could be, Mlachas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, Sigula Mikol HaMim Kili Kol Haaretz. So God willing, what we're going to do tomorrow, we're just going to pick it up by going through a very challenging Rambam. Very challenging Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvot Kufnun Gimbal again, which is before all the other Kedusha Sasman. The Ramban really took apart this Rambam. There are elements of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot that he seems to have moderated in the Mishnah Torah himself. But be that as it may, we'll take a look at the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvot, two passages from Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh in the Mishnah Torah. I already mentioned one of the first issues that comes up, which is the issue of, is it just Kiddush HaChodesh, or is it Kiddush HaChodesh plus Ibur Shana, which is the Rambam Shita against the Bahag and the Ramban. So we have a lot to do. Probably this week we'll focus most entirely on the Rambam, and then next week, we'll do a little bit more of the Ramban's rejoinder in the Asagos in the Sefer HaMitzvot. So great to be back. Great to